What could be worse than Rad Radio? Ask and you shall receive. You can watch this train wreck every morning on Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com. I want to thank Kenzie for the clarification. We were playing the pressure cooker, and there was a question about the show CSI, and I asked, what did CSI stand for? In the end, it didn't matter to the point total, which I'm really glad about, because he said crime scene investigation, and I buzzed him. Because if you just say, well, what is a CSI person do? They're a crime scene investigator. Kenzie wrote in, and I did confirm. And she wrote it in such a nice way. This is the right way to do this. Thank you. She said, I missed the question a bit. I'm not sure if it was specific to the TV show or just the CSI job in general. The job is CSI, crime scene investigator. But the show CSI is crime scene investigation. And she's right. Technically, if you go to the and you look up CSI the show, it is called CSI: Crime Scene Investigation.
Oh.
So technically he was right, but as she said at the end of her email, doesn't matter, he's a loser either way.
Oh, damn.
We'll get back to that in a moment, but first, if you are watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com as we roll out all these new series and behind-the-scenes videos, tour of Dawn's office on the way in about 2 hours and 40 minutes, a new probcast tomorrow on Rad TV. If you just can't wait for okay. Bottom of the hour, during our next commercial break, you're going to get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up, Brando?
We've got Rolo and Titan, the Rottweilers, playing keep away with a big old stick in the middle of a giant puddle. And then we've got, as I scroll down here in my paper, Tyrion, a Chihuahua, Pomeranian, and Shih Tzu Beagle mix.
My God.
Dang. Very interesting combo, wow. Otherwise known as a mutt. And in the video, he is enjoying a big, he's just enjoying a happy day. He's just living his best mutt life.
Aww.
And then we've got, not met life.
Right, non-endorsement.
And then a bald guy gets licked to death by another weird-looking mutt. Very cute, actually. It's like a pug mix with other muddy things.
That's coming up on Rad TV, the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. Man. Back to the pressure cooker. Tried to give away Foreigner tickets. Do so again tomorrow morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m. But there were a bunch of questions that were actually designed to get me get you updated on a few notes in the entertainment world that I didn't have time for because I don't know how to run a show time-wise. So let's do it now.
Curtain and lights. It's time for entertainment news.
All right, so Dawn was freaking out about the question, which is CSI Vegas has been canceled.
And that's what
led to the. I love the way this is written. The original CSI Crime Scene Investigation, that's the name of the show, ended in 2015, and then fans wanted the franchise to return to where it all started.
Yeah, we did.
So CSI Vegas re-debuted in 2021. CBS has now canceled the popular spinoff. This is the part I love. I guess does this refer to a character on the show? You don't have to have the investigative skills of Gil Grissom.
Yes, okay. But that was for the original. He's an OG.
To figure out why CBS canceled CSI Vegas, out of the 14 dramas that CBS has unleashed this season, CSI Vegas is dead last.
Aww. That's because people are dumb.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you got to cater to the dumb people, I guess, if you want to be, you know, making money and all.
Please. I think Elizabeth. CBS. It is so good. You had to have watched.
What? Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's one of their new ones that came out. You would have had to have watched. Okay, bear with me. I know you're going to be able to figure it out. But this is going to go back. It's got Big in it from Sex and the City, that actor.
Mr. Big.
Okay. Uh-huh. But he's not Mr. Big in the show. Right? He's clearly. Like a governor. And he has that Margulies that was in ER. Come on. What's her name?
Yeah. It's a very Harry difficult Preston. To pronounce last name. What, Brandon?
It wasn't Carrie Preston.
No.
No? Huh? Okay. So the show is called Elizabeth?
No. Yes, but I'm telling you where she came from.
Sorry.
And no, that's okay. And she came from the original show where Mr. Big was in, the CSI Margulies girl was in, and he cheated on her. He was a governor, politician. The Good Wife! The Good Wife! Remember that one?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I have a wiener.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, so Elizabeth.
I did not watch The Good Wife.
Elizabeth was in later episodes. She was a quirky, like, lawyer. And now, years later, they've given her own show. And it's actually cute. It's really good. I hope it's not one of the ones that knocked out CSI, though.
Is it on CBS?
It is. Yeah,
then it is.
There you go. It
because that was the statistic. CSI Vegas is the lowest, the dead last, worst rated drama of all of the CBS
shows. It shouldn't be. Ridiculous.
Way to go. You'd be very helpful in the board meeting. By the way, both NCIS and its Australia spinoff.
Oh, don't like the Australia one.
They have been renewed.
Oh, of course it's been renewed. That I don't love. I like the original, but the Australian one, it's not getting me, and I usually love those accents.
CBS has three new spinoffs scheduled for next season. There's the flagship show, which will return for its 22nd season, the Sydney one. There's a prequel called NCIS Origin, so there's your three. However, and they're also going to do, and that's going to be on Paramount Plus. However, they have not yet renewed NCIS Hawaii, and so fans are uncertain about that because usually by now it's been
That one's hit or miss.
There you go.
This is the old people network, yes.
People with no lives.
It's where you find blue bloods.
Are upset over the end of CSI Vegas and possibly NCIS Hawaii. We mentioned Luke Bryan, the country singer in the pressure cooker. He's gone viral because he tripped on a fan's cell phone that made its way onto the stage floor during his concert Saturday night. He literally like did the banana peel right on his back.
Oh, ow.
He laughed as he jumped back up and holding the cell phone, country singer asked the crowd, anybody get that? Like, did they record it? Only hundreds of people. It was a great moment. He tossed the phone back to the owner who's in the front row. He had just dropped it kind of thing. And he said, it's okay. And then added, my lawyer will be calling you. It's always cool to see performers handle situations like that in that way.
Did he take a selfie with it at first, too?
Oh, my God. He should have. He should have taken all kinds of photos of himself to be on that person's phone.
I know he held the phone up in the video I saw, but I don't know that he took. He should have. And I just I can't confirm or deny. And I mentioned Madonna as well, because you remember we told you a couple months ago that she had already had a false advertisement breach of contract lawsuit filed against her over a tour that started several hours late at the Barclays Center in New Jersey. This has actually brought us to that question of how long would you wait to see somebody like your that artist who you hadn't seen, because the reports were like 2 hours she was late. The next day you've got and so the reason the people back to that lawsuit they're like we lost our mode of transportation, extra babysitter fees, had to go to work
the next day.
Live Nation and Madonna had already announced a month ago they're going to fight it with all the vigor, saying it was just a sound check, nothing to see here. Now those of us that know the industry or read know that Madonna's well known for being late all the time. You can't have a sound check problem every single show. Well, now we have a new one. In a complaint filed Friday in Washington, D.C., three ticket buyers are accusing Madonna of breaking the law by arriving 2 hours late to both of her shows at the city's Capital One Arena. Her fans allege that while she was scheduled to take the stage for the tour at 8:30, she didn't begin her set until 10:30, so again, that two-hour mark. The D.C. fans said they felt deceived, and they had to leave the concerts early prior to the concerts, depriving them of experiencing the complete concert they paid to see. I'm not sure what law they're claiming that she broke. It's not mentioned in the story, but either way, these lawsuits just continue to pile up.
The diva attitude, I have zero respect for this woman. I know she's accomplished a lot in her life, and it was really hard to do what she did, blah, blah, blah. But when you reach that level, it's because people actually liked your music and bought it. You could have worked that hard, and no one bought your stuff. So whoop-de-doodly-doo that you worked that hard. There are some people would say Britney Spears, not a good singer, but hey, people still bought her stuff, right? So it's not great you had the talent for it, but they actually took the time to want to come to your show and in previous support your career all along for you to be what you are now, and you show up 2 hours late and you're known for this?
That's the thing is the last part is at least own it. I mean, at least admit. Stop with this. It was a sound check issue. These are back-to-back shows in the same arena. Clearly not a sound check issue. They haven't responded officially to this. Just own the fact that you're not going to be there on time and make light of it or admit to it or something like that. And just say, I really don't care about you that much to be on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to Win Rob's Change. We have had two guesses and two clues in a non-mega bucket. If you have figured it out already and you know the dollars and cents, you will win that amount. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to Win Rob's Change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.